Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show. I am Andrew Langer in for Steve today. You might have heard me sit in as a guest a number of times over the years that I've known Steve. Well, Steve asked me to sit in for him today while he is out. So glad I can join you. So glad you can join me. The phone number's here, 877-310-9966. Text lines, well, listen, if you want to text me while I'm on the show, this is something that I do when I'm hosting elsewhere. Send me a message either on Twitter. You can message Twitter.com/Andrew_Langer. Also, the Andrew Langer Show on Facebook, Facebook.com/Andrew Langer Show. You can send me a message there. Action-packed show today. Going to be joined by Peter Lucido in just a little bit. Going to be joined by my good buddy Jerry Rogers, editor of Real Clear Policy. Also, I'll tease this during the show if you like what you hear. I do a couple of different podcasts. Everybody has a podcast these days. I have two. Andrew and Jerry Save the World. Jerry is my co-host there. Wherever fine podcasts are found, and I'm doing a new show called The Lunch Hour out of an outlet called The Federal Newswire. It's more of an interview show, good in-depth interviews. I'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But as we start off the show, as Steve always starts his show, we're going to tell you about the three big things that you need to know this morning. First off, as we learn more about the Nashville shooter, President Biden refuses to say whether the attacker was specifically targeting Christians. We're gonna play that clip later on. You're gonna wanna hear that. I mean, that's just I think it's pretty clear the shooter, Audrey Hale, she was targeting this school specifically. It was a school that she went to. Oh, and I've got all kinds of thoughts about this. And among the people who was killed, among the victims of this just tragic, horrific attack, was the daughter of her pastor, the pastor who was in charge of the school. So the idea that this was not specifically targeting Christians in this specific church is hogwash. And I'll tell you something that everybody's missing. We'll get to the other two things you need to know in a second. One of the things that's missing in this, or that is missed in all of this discussion, especially as the Democrats turn around and use this shamefully once again to promote gun control, as though that could have prevented what was happening here. One of the issues that is being missed once again is the fact that in this shooter's manifesto, and this is alleged, I should say, that allegedly in this shooter's manifesto was that she was going to target a second target that she was going to go after, and that she only targeted this school over the other because the other school or the other target was more hard-hardened than this one. This was a softer target for her to hit. One of those things, as we talk about gun control, or as the left talks about gun control, and if you are still engaging in debates with your brethren on the left over gun control, I always find it helpful to point out, like, we understand that if we go through this New Zealand style buyback program, we know that criminals in America are not going to give up their guns, right? We know this. We know that in the end, I mean, even if we could get at the 300 million lawfully owned firearms in the United States, criminals in America would still hold on to their guns. We know that this would be true. And one of the things that I always point out to the lefties when they want to argue about this, I say, imagine, this was especially true when I did radio in Baltimore, imagine if you have a criminal, and a criminal's looking at two liquor stores to hold up. Liquor store A and liquor store B. And the criminal knows that the owner of liquor store A most likely has some kind of firearm behind the counter, and the owner of liquor store B does not. Which liquor store do you think the criminal is going to attack? And if they're being honest, well, they're going to say, well, they're going to attack liquor store B. because the criminals can make a risk assessment and say, okay, I have a more likelihood of getting shot at liquor store A. Therefore, I'll attack liquor store B. This is exactly what Audrey Hale, the risk calculus that she made in deciding which target to attack here. So what's the answer? The answer is harden more of these schools. Don't make them soft targets. Anyway, let me move on. We'll get more back into that later on. Number two, President Biden was in Durham, North Carolina yesterday to promote his economic plan, claiming his economic plan is working and that he's cutting the deficit. And of course, his Democratic colleagues agree. Yeah, you know, hear the Democrats say it. Joe Biden's the greatest president ever. Ever. He is Moses, come down from Mount Sinai to deliver us from Egyptian oppressors. No, this is fantasy land that they are living in, and we need to get at this. Number three of the big things you need to know: NBC News is reporting that the grand jury investigating Donald Trump will most likely not be returning an indictment this week. Now, this is, of course, after reports almost 2 weeks ago, right? Remember 2 weeks ago. Set the Wayback Machine to 2 weeks ago. And we were being told, right? What were we being told? We were being told that Donald Trump was going to be arrested imminently. Never Trumpers and the left were salivating over the possibility of Donald Trump doing a perp walk. And then it was supposed to be a week ago Tuesday. And then, of course, it did not happen. And the deadline slipped, and it continued to slip. And, of course, now you've got Donald Trump saying that he's hearing that he's not going to get indicted. Listen, nobody knows really what's going to happen here. I think the likelihood keeps going down with every day that passes from what had happened last weekend. But then again, remember, an indictment is not a conviction. And a good prosecutor, as the saying always goes, a good prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich on a crime. Apparently, Alvin Bragg is not such a great prosecutor here. So I'm going to ask Peter Lucido about that as well. He's going to be joining us at 6:33 today. Going to also be joined later on by Chris Widener, the founder of PoliticalCrossing.com. I'm going to be talking with my good buddy Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. You know, I didn't include this because this wasn't a story. I guess maybe it did come up yesterday. It is all a blur. Journalist Matt Taibbi, right, who's been so good about uncovering the Twitter files. Yeah, the day that Matt Taibbi was testifying before Congress, the IRS happened to pay a visit to his house. It's just coincidence. Just a little coincidence that the IRS said, you know, hey, we want to talk to you. Now they say, at least now they're saying, the IRS is saying that it's because of some identity theft issue. I don't know if I'm going to be investigating somebody. I didn't realize the IRS made house calls in identity theft situations. So this is all new to me. So anyway, we're going to talk to Grover Norquist about that. We got Steve Hayes joining us, Ron Rademacher. I am Andrew Langer. I am in for Steve Gruber today until 9 a.m. We've got a great show at...
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
That's not cool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.